All right, today is Tuesday. It's the Rundown. It is May 2nd. Brought to you by Movement Watches, MVMT Watches/Rundown. 15% off with free shipping and returns. Movement Watches start at just $95. A department store, you're looking at $400-$500. So MVMT Watches, it's a quality watch. It's a good summer watch. Movement Watches, again, MVMTWatches.com/rundown. You get 15% off, free shipping, free returns. If you don't like the watch, you can send it back. You're going to like the watch because it looks like it should be a $500 watch. And you get it for $95, and that's before the 15% discount. Okay, into the rundown. Chair's a little low-rise, different chair today for me. Sidney Crosby, he has been announced out, I believe, for game four. He was knocked out of game three. Interesting hit. None of us, I think, admittedly, will say we're huge hockey guys. Hockey guys take this type of stuff very seriously on what, whether it's legal, not legal. Essentially, Crosby kind of fell in Niskanen. But Niskanen still checked him in the head. Wasn't premeditated. It just happened really quick. But he still cross-checked him in the face. You got to say he's the best player in the league, Crosby. That's what everyone says. So totally has changed the series. What do we got on hit? Cheap shot, dirty what?
I think there's a difference between an illegal hit and like a cheap shot, dirty hit. Like, it resulted in a cross-check to the head. You're going to call it, and it's going to be a problem. But I don't think it was a premeditated, that's what I'm going to go try to do to that guy.
But premeditated doesn't always mean...
No, I think he could... The question is, could he have, you know, hit Crosby in a different way or gotten out of the way? I think he could have. I think that was, like... I know that he was falling down, but I think he could have avoided cross-checking him in the face.
He could have avoided contact, but he still...
He lifted his hands.
Also, doesn't this guy have a history, though?
Niskanen?
I feel like that, I saw.
Well, who the fuck knows that?
Basically, what it comes down to is
a lot of tweets floating around him.
I don't think it was egregious enough for him to be suspended, but I do think the call on the ice was correct, and the fact that Crosby is now out is kind of like an unfortunate. Like now, obviously, it feels like, oh man, that's kind of dirty because now they lost their best player, but you can't judge it in retrospect like that.
Yeah. Also, let's just say this: if this was another sport, and like the best player took a cross check, and it's a cross check. But hockey, who prides themselves on like guys never leaving the ice, the best player in the game.
Yeah, but Crosby has some bad brain shit.
He's got like a million concussions.
He missed like a whole year.
No, I know. It's still hockey. Like hockey doesn't care about that.
No, I know.
Like hockey's very much.
He's like the exception.
I don't think the way concussion rules work now. I don't think you can just play through a concussion.
So I also, and I think we talked about this on the rundown before. I wrote the blog. I said I was going to write the blog. I wrote it because it's reminded me, and it may not have affected this particular play. I still don't get why they don't wear cages. And I saw Couture. I use his face with his teeth all mangled.
I mean, I think it screws up vision.
It doesn't. They wear it all the way through.
I don't know. In the world of like things I care about, that probably is right at the bottom. Whether they wear cages or not.
Interesting take.
I'm sorry. I never even thought about it. Like, it's never even crossed my mind, like, why don't you wear a cage?
You get hurt. You got Couture's face
You know what's going to happen. Why doesn't everyone wear the face flap in the MLB?
Yeah, but there's way more people getting their faces mashed in hockey than there are in baseball.
I don't know.
I mean, if we use that logic,
there's got to be a reason. It's got to affect their play. I mean, Couture said that he doesn't like playing with a mask.
He never wears it. But if you wear,
He said he had to wear a mask. He doesn't. It affects his play.
Correct.
He doesn't
a mask. That's going from. So basically, the arc of a hockey player is mask, no mask, and then you try to go back. So if you never get rid of the mask, not gonna.
You played that way your whole life.
Right. We will not spend another second.
I don't know. It's a weird debate, especially because I don't think you would care. Like, you of all people don't care.
I don't get it. These guys get their faces. It's like your face matters. Like, the puck, it's such. Diving in the playoffs. Every time I see the playoffs, when these guys dive in front of, like, 100-mile-per-hour slap shots, like,
I want that shit going.
I don't know. I mean, you just put anything in front of your eyes, it's going to screw up your vision, right?
I never thought the cage really screwed up. And I never noticed it ever. And they wear it their whole lives. Yeah. Like, they wear it in college.
here we are discussing it.
Yeah.
I guess I do care.
I squeezed a little more.
I guess I
more
do care. I mean, I really, when Lucky you blogged it, I was like, yeah. Well, I was more shocked that you cared. And then I was like, why would I care?
I know cared. I've cared.
You
no,
care.
I've cared for a little bit.
This is a hot button issue for Dave.
Now it I is. Care. It's God damn it.
I just think it's nuts.
You fucking made me care.
It's nuts. I do it. It's, I actually ended the blog to call. Couture, hashtag Dave cares.
Yeah,
that's
I care.
Literally how
add,
I ended it.
Add the hashtag Dan cares now.
I'm trying to protect these guys' faces. The Met Gala was last night. Always just a clusterfuck of cluster. I mean, you got the most famous people in the world dressing to the tens. You got Rihanna in her huge suit. You got Beyonce, someone I saw Photoshop Beyonce on top of Beyonce, which... Wait, what did I just say?
Rihanna.
Like that.
Rihanna on top of Beyonce.
But that is Rihanna.
Yeah, it is. It was Rihanna. Yeah. You have Diddy just, Roan said it perfectly. Look, he looked like someone poured him out of like a soup can. He just was all over the stairs, like perfectly. It is an absolute shit. It is the most dressed up, over the top event to raise money for a museum in the history of life. And like you said, Kevin, it's one of those things you're like, oh, look at these douches, but God, to get an invite to the Met Gala.
Every year I say I want someone to blow that place up, and if I got the invite, I'd be waving it in everybody's fucking face.
Dude, Dave, you didn't mention, did you see Federer's jacket too? He had like a cobra jacket.
No.
It was like painted on like a cobra on the back of his tuxedo.
I didn't know Federer went. I
will, he looked awesome.
I will say, I instantly, when I see someone wearing the RF logo, I give them like a double take, like, who are you? Like, I think the Roger Federer logo has a certain panache.
Oh, it definitely does. He's
really?
Because he got
that, like,
tennis is that sport, and Roger Federer is the top of the top, and you see all of, yes, look at that. It's pretty sick.
Is that a peacock or a cobra?
It's a cobra. Yeah. So, and Federer has, like, he does all the like, fancy watches and fancy cars.
You don't see that. What you act like, how many, you don't see. I don't see the Federer logo very often.
No, it's like wearing a Jaguar.
Like, oh, that Kevin Clancy.
I might actually buy some Federer.
Yeah, I was going to say you could go like to like Nike.com.
Yeah, but still, but
you don't see it very much.
Yeah, right.
You really don't. Like, I saw a girl walking past me the other day with the RF hat. I'm like, who the fuck is this chick?
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's honestly
stunning. Yeah, no, it's it.
She's like, I agree with Dave. Tennis.
I agree with Dave on this one. Federer's.
It's a fancy.
He's what Tiger Woods would have been if Tiger didn't piss on all those waitresses.
Yeah. I agree.
It's like top of the line, but
way less prominent. Like the Tiger logo, you could actually start seeing.
Yeah.
The Federer logo is like.
He has a pair of Jordans with the RF on the back that are dope. I got a pair of those, and they are like hard to come by. So
yeah, everything. I don't even know that they're just. It's like, oh, this girl. I don't this girl, like she. I pictured her walking directly onto like a private helicopter and going to like a country club.
A private
somewhere.
Plane, yeah. She only flies.
I'm gonna go
PJ.
Get some fucking Roger Federer gear. Federer get the RF.
No, it is. It's absolutely right.
LeBron. So the Cavs looked great last night. We had LeBron fake drinking the beer, and then saying he's not really a beer guy, but if it was a red wine, he'd gladly have taken a sip.
The antioxidants probably and, bullshit.
And then we also had our former teammate, Dante Jones. Getting a technical thrown out of the game. I watched the highlight. Has it come out what he said? Because it didn't look that bad.
I don't
bad.
Know, but it
was two texts and an ejection,
right? It's exactly, I wrote the blog, Am I a Better Teammate Than LeBron? And I was laughing at the fact that Dante Jones, this is just his calling card.
Yeah.
He's just the guy who throws down dunks when the game is over like an asshole.
He's
like
also a loose cannon.
Yeah, he is a loose cannon. Like, but it's literally the exact same thing. Game over, no reason to dunk. Throwing down a windmill dunk.
Did you see the tweet from Windhorse? He got paid $9,000 to the Cavs this year, and it's a $6,000
Yeah, and
fine.
LeBron, there's nothing LeBron loves doing more. I mean, I'm going to pay his fine for the second year in a row. By the way, I know Dante Jones probably doesn't have a ton of money. Maybe he does. He had a good career.
No, he definitely does. He got a few big contracts.
Irregardless, there's nothing LeBron loves doing more than reminding Dante Jones, they paid those two fines. Like, he can say, hey, Dante, remember this time I paid those two fines? Like, that is LeBron.
It's the same thing as jumping LeBron in at the press conferences. I'll answer this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice gesture, but it's LeBron being LeBron. He's the worst. And even the drinking the thing, it's like, by the way, I wrote the blog tongue-in-cheek about drink and drive. LeBron, what's not tongue-in-cheek is if somebody else did this, him having a problem.
Yeah, he'd be like, I have three kids.
Yeah, I don't want him to see this. So that is not a joke that he would bring that up. And it's clearly happening We are going to have the Eastern Conference Finals now, the Celtics versus the Cavs, so buckle up.
You said you didn't want it.
I want
no,
it.
No, now he wants it. Oh, does he want
I've changed.
It? He thinks they're going to win.
I'm pretty excited.
I mean, I can't really judge you because I was sitting in this chair being like, Bulls could fucking do it.
Celtics look good. I mean, Celtics are looking good.
Tell the people what your plan is going to be for that series.
I'd like to go all the games.
All the games.
You do not want to go to... Dave.
I do.
You hate going to live sporting events.
No, not like that. Basketball games, I actually don't mind. They're one of my favorite live sporting events.
You're not. I know you. You're going to be in Cleveland because there's like 4 days in between each game, and you're going to be like, "Why the fuck
and
am I here?"
Those are like pinnacle games. So like, I've loved. Well, obviously, when the Patriots are losing, every second of like being at the Super Bowls, loved it.
Yeah, but you.
Those are Super Bowl type.
Yeah, but
games.
You. I know you. Like, you literally will be in Cleveland for 48 hours and be like, "Fuck this place." There's
I don't
no
like
clubs
Cleveland.
In sight. But, like,
no,
it's a tough place to do a home and home.
I haven't listened. This guy.
Just go to the five, six, seven.
I haven't hit a club in months. So that wouldn't be a factor.
Five, six, seven.
Cleveland's up my alley now. By the way, I watched the clip, which we talked about. I got blog it of me celebrating the Grand Slam. It's depressing.
Yeah, that is sad. I saw that.
It was really sad. Like I went crazy.
It was really sad.
Oh.
Is that? What is
Did
that?
You get that?
Get out.
Get out.
Get out. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
No, I think I have the wrong team. I don't even think I have the Cardinals plus.
Wow, that was quite the...
It was really sad.
And you can't fake like how excited
no,
I was.
You had the moment. The moment is all that matters.
And it's even me pointing, like, I'm going to get hot in this game. And then like 2 seconds later, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even think I had the right game.
So you're going to go to every single game?
I'd like to.
The problem with the NBA is the schedule is like, it's like
well,
3 weeks long.
If it goes seven games, it'll be gone for a month.
Boston, you could leave at 3, get to the game, turn around, be back in the morning. That's easy. Cleveland gets
You'd have to stay there for a few days.
Yeah.
Well, they could be weak. There's been a couple games. I mean, Boston, I'd love to be there. Speaking of loving to be in Boston, the Red Sox fans are making news because Andrew Jones, apparently Red Sox fans, Adam Jones, who's Andrew, the old Braves guy?
Yeah.
30
from like last generation.
I was going to let him go because he kept on pronouncing the H in Dante Jones' name.
Devontae.
Give me credit. Generally, when I say other names and someone calls me, I know I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm talking about Andrew Jones from the Braves.
Give you credit for names. You're right.
So Red Sox fans, somebody threw a bag of peanuts at him. He says it's the worst racism he suffered in his entire major league career. Manfred has issued a statement apologizing to basically baseball. The Red Sox issued an apology to the Orioles and to baseball. 34 fans got kicked out. It's a terrible look. I've said this. I've been to at least 100 games at Fenway, at least more, 200. I have no idea. I've never encountered what they're just saying happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. There's so much evidence behind it. But I've never seen it. I'm sure I've seen the racist things here and there. I've always thought Bruins fans were the worst in terms of racism in Boston. And we had the whole PK Subban debacle. This was stunning to me. It's disgusting. It's stunning. It's a bad look for the city. I can't believe that many people, as they're saying, it's just...
It's not that stunning.
I think it is.
It's like... how many times do we need to hear something? I mean, granted, this is pretty extreme.
But I've been
I used the example before with Philly. It's like, that's your reputation. You just have to wear it. Stereotypes exist for a reason. Obviously, you guys have a lot of pride in your city. You try to fight it. And I understand, of course,
well,
there are
generalizations
and you don't want to represent. That's not representing everybody. But it's like, I don't know. It keeps fucking happening.
I mean, with a brain will say it's disgusting. It is disgusting. I can't believe if as much was going on that other people weren't like cut to shit.
Yeah, that part is stunning to me. Like the
mob mentality of it all.
Yeah, it is stunning to me. I actually think it's stunning just because in 2017, a million games. I've never heard.
I've never heard anything. You hear an asshole, but I honestly think now, if you're doing that
people
as
will
vocally,
like point it out.
Yeah,
right.
They're like, shut you'd up
hope,
or call
you'd
security.
Hope, you'd hope.
This seemed like
but
more people were doing it.
I think that's
I will
the
say,
point that people say about Boston is like, in that city, it doesn't.
But I have, I've happen. Never seen it. I tell you if I saw it. I
would
haven't
you,
seen
would
it.
You say something if a guy like down your row was yelling the N-word?
Yes, repeat it. Like, if you said it once, I want it. If I'd be like, that guy's an asshole. But if you were, like, standing up throwing peanuts at the guy,
yeah
I would. I probably won't say it to the guy's face because I won't want to get beat up. But I'd be like, yo, Usher, like, get this fucking guy out of here. But the fact that, again, the only thing I'll say in the story is it says there's 34 arrests were made. The Boston police say that. But as far as I can tell, they're not all saying it was, like, 34. It could have been, like, people doing whatever. I don't think it was all necessarily racist. The peanuts, it's crazy. I mean, why would you make it up? That's the only thing. Why would Andrew? But, again, when you're playing the game, it could be like one guy fucking just yelling
at you. No, he did not make it up.
No.
That's an outrageous. The people being like, where's the
evidence?
No,
there are people who are doing that. They're like, show us the evidence, show us the evidence. There's nothing he gains from making
it
up.
No, I didn't mean making
it up. No, I didn't say you said that.
I'm saying it could have been one guy as opposed to like 30 people all doing it. Like, you don't know when you're playing. Is it just one guy doing it? Or do you get it from the multi? I hope it was one guy. And by the way, they said there were no arrests made. If they kick you out for throwing peanuts or racing, you should be arrested. Absolutely.
You should or just you should get just not out. Be allowed to go back in the stadium.
I think you should
ever.
Be arrested. I think you should be arrested.
I think there were lifetime bans.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But
like,
how
you
do you enforce
those,
a lifetime
so
ban?
It's like,
I feel like, yeah, I guess you
was
can.
There a picture up on the wall?
There's no way to enforce a lifetime ban.
I once was, I was threatened with get.
Have you ever, I was, has that ever been enforced?
It's impossible to enforce, but like in the security booth right inside Fenway, there's like
do
the one
allow.
Picture I remember was a guy who like worked there who stole a TV and I was like, don't let this fucker back in. But if stuff like this, like you can just buy tickets.
I've been threatened with a lifetime ban from two places, the Karaoke Kid in Madison, Wisconsin, and Arlington Racetrack in Chicago. So,
why Arlington Racetrack?
I was like going into the tents where they have private parties and just drinking for free. And I guess you're not supposed to do that.
I got a lifetime.
They said, I mean, they're like, give us your license, your lifetime ban. I went back like 3 years later. So.
I got a lifetime ban from Amherst, Massachusetts. Police called me up and said, if you step foot back on
there
campus,
you
you're arrested.
For what?
Inciting a riot.
The Karaoke Kid, I did go back like 3 years later, and they're like, no, you're not allowed in. That was
it?
Impressive. Yeah.
You haven't,
I was just
got,
like,
you
wow.
been back in?
No, I mean, that was, yeah, I tried to go back in like 7 years ago, and they're like, no. That was, I was like, good on you guys. Like, that's unbelievable.
Did you kind of have a little butterfly walking in?
I refused
in, like...
to get off the stage. I was just holding on. I literally had to like peel my fingers off of the microphone and carry my dead body out of the place. I mean, I was a 20-year-old asshole.
And you're a big karaoke guy.
Yeah, I'm a big karaoke, and I'm a big guy.
Yeah, so combine those. Plane fight. I don't know why these are always on United now. Everything that goes bad is on United. My main takeaway here, so an unruly passenger flying from Japan to L.A., the takeaway... Dan, you're wearing the Hawaiian shirt right now. Since when a Hawaiian shirt guy's getting in fights on planes?
And he's all tatted up and
everything.
Yeah,
that
was
a weird
look. He's
not
a Hawaiian shirt guy.
Well, immediately I thought the guy like came from his shift at Trader Joe's because it was that kind of Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
So he doesn't stand with me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's like Boston and the racist. Like, that doesn't represent me.
Color,
he doesn't speak for me.
If you saw it, it was red and it was red and white and that's it. Like, put a little more effort into your Hawaiian shirt. Give me at least, like, if you're going to go straight color, like, I have a blue Hawaiian shirt. It's got some cool fish on it. You know, give me something. That one looked like he was working at Trader Joe's.
I almost feel like you need a Hawaiian shirt test now. Like, when someone buys one, you poke them like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and if they giggle, it's like, okay, he can wear this shirt.
I'll be totally honest. When I put on my Hawaiian shirts, I am much more relaxed.
That's what I'm
it
saying.
It seriously is. It's like, nothing can really bother me, dude. Like,
you're
I'm
not
just
throwing punches on a plane.
In a Hawaiian shirt. What do you want? What are you going to do to me?
Last one, Jordan Leggett, Jets draft pick, tweeted out after the draft, can somebody Photoshop a Pat's uniform on him? He wants to put it on Instagram.
It was a typo, dude. It was an autocorrect.
I was
Everybody knows that Jets autocorrects the Pat's.
I was trying to figure out, because I really badly wanted to be like, Dave, you got this story wrong, but he really did this.
He really did this. This actually happened.
That's a tough look, Kevin.
Yeah, it was social media-wise, between the J-E-T-E, Jets, and this, it was not a good
draft.
The
worst part is, even you have to be like, I can't blame him.
No. Like, I certainly can't blame him.
Like, who wouldn't want that picture? Like,
I always wondered that, like, when these guys get drafted. Like, if you get drafted, like, by the Bears or the Browns or the Jets, like, obviously millions of dollars, but gotta suck to go to a shitty team.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, that's around. You want to basketball?
I feel like you have some bones to pick about. Well, I do have a bone with Kevin because Kevin keeps like poking holes in my game, and I'm out there competing.
Quick, poke any hole.
Yeah, you did. You're like, you didn't get three steals.
You probably didn't get three steals.
And then the first time, you're like, Big Cat probably didn't even play. After the first game.
Quick update.
I don't think you played the first game.
Jumped out to a 4-0 lead. I thought it was. Okay. I was peacocking on the sidelines. I was giving Nate smirks.
Portnoy thought it was like first to six.
We looked great.
Here's my bone to pick.
And then the other team reeled 27 off.
I was thinking about
off.
The game again. Do you think as the coach, when a team's on a 26-0 run, you maybe want to take a timeout?
I did.
No, you didn't. Not,
yes. He claims he took one at like 14.
No, no way.
Yeah, I did.
No way.
No, I did. Even Nate no said way. I did. Yes, I did.
I don't think
I
you did.
I burned one in the first. I did. But it didn't help. We made changes.
I don't think you did.
You don't know?
No, I did. I
absolutely can't remember
did.
Either.
I think it was at like 24 you did.
I did.
Yeah.
No, it was like at 24 you did.
No, I absolutely took one. Even them were like timeout, and then they put another 12. It was like 14-0 I took
one.
It's
a tough loss, though.
And then we came all the way back, tied it at 49, and their kid hit a pretty good turnaround jumper. I will say, and Smitty got mad, Caleb caught fire at the
end. Yeah, he was hot. He was way hot.
He hit an impossible three. He was driving to the hole. They hit that shot, took a two-point lead, and Smitty just came directly down the court and shot a three. It wasn't even close. I would have liked Caleb to have a touch. It wasn't close.
Yeah, it was. Okay. It wasn't like a freaking Hank over the rafters.
Well,
like,
I mean, is that how we're judging close?
No, that's not how we're judging. It was a miss. You sounded like
Hank
it was completely airball.
The back.
Yeah. Hey, but, I'm going to tell you, if I'm open with a very good look like that, I'm going to shoot it.
Right,
I'm gonna
which pull is the trigger. Not a great attitude.
It would mean it's not a great attitude. I'm not thinking about the team. I'm trying to win the game there. I have enough confidence in myself to where I can shoot
great.
That ball
that's
and hit
great.
It.
Who cares what your confidence in yourself? How about getting to the guy who's actually delivering every time you give him the ball?
Each game's different.
But this particular game.
Caleb was very hot.
Yes.
Caleb brought us back in the second half.
That's what
I'm saying. That is a fact.
We had a guy who was red hot.
Okay, so get him no matter if where you are on the court, you're not allowed to
shoot. I'm not saying Caleb's Jordan.
I'm not
saying. But I'm saying if you're fucking a role player on the Bulls and you come down and shoot without even letting Jordan touch the ball.
Yeah, if Jordan passes it back to you,
I don't
then
you care
can
how
shoot
much
it.
Confidence you have in yourself, you have a guy who is Jordan.
See, now this is a classic Dave Page who's damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If I hit that shot, you're doing
absolutely.
A J Wright bang. No problem
time
whatsoever.
Out, but that's sports.
Yeah, you okay, that's sports, exactly. That's sports now, me having the confidence to go up there and end the game right there.
No,
open look.
Different.
Meanwhile, you're on the sideline thinking with your fucking toupee, your head, and not even worried about.
If you're going to shoot the shot there and not let the hottest guy touch it, which you did not. So then what are we arguing about? By the way, if you didn't hear that, he said, if I take the shot, I got to hit it. So then what are we arguing about? He missed it by a mile.
I think we need to stop keeping stats because the stats always look bad. Hank was actually really good last night. Yep. And then we looked at the stats. He was like 3-for-12. But he was very good. Like, we all were there. Hank hit a bunch of like big shots that brought us back. And then you look at the score, the box score, and you're like, ugh. So
I'll tell you, I'm 100% all in on the stats tracking. We should keep them, but not show them at all.
I think not only does it not look good, but I feel
like
people
are out
for themselves.
Well, then we got Kevin telling me I don't get three steals.
I mean, you didn't get three steals.
I got
three
steals.
I'm not knocking
your
game.
You're sitting on your couch.
Saying,
I was out there competing, bleeding. There's blood on my jersey. And I got three steals.
Your game is the tip back.
No,
I don't
understand.
Think you're in the passing lanes.
The kid calling up saying I didn't have three steals. Like, I'm not like, when I say I have three steals, I'm not talking about like I'm one-on-one pickpocketing people.
Right.
When someone drives the lane, I swipe at their hands.
Can I, have you heard the ref story?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
So
the fact that we keep talking about the basketball team first, this story is
way
better.
Explain why we had no fouls yesterday. So here's apparently what happened. I walked out of the game.
Oh, yeah, the cops?
And, well, here.
Do you know why the cops were
there?
Well,
here's the story.
No.
I was walking out, and I saw the rep, the shorter black guy, and he cheery mood, pumping his step. He's like, hey, good try. You guys almost had it. Shook hands, kept walking. Like, 20 yards later, I see Francis. And Francis is like, did you see that? I'm like, see what? He's like, you know the ref? I'm like, yeah, just said hello to him. He took a fat lady's head and bashed it through a window outside. There was a huge crack
yeah, yeah.
in a glass window. So I guess then Caleb overheard the fat lady who got her head bashed through being like, he's drunk, he's not supposed to be drinking. So our ref not only bashed some head through the window, but was also drunk, would also explain why.
He didn't call a thing. He literally was asleep.
That was 80s Biggie's basketball on steroids.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
So your three steals.
Yeah.
You may have gotten away with a couple
those were real. Listen, anyone else who's there can say that I didn't have three steals. I don't appreciate Kevin telling me I didn't have
okay,
three steals.
Okay, I won't talk about your stats anymore in your basketball game.
But you weren't there.
I won't talk about your stats anymore, Dan.
That's fair.
I apologize.
That's fair.
I will say the
I think it's a fair thing to say.
What?
Yeah.
She got arrested?
No. I mean, when we were walking out, she was screaming.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't believe that he hit her first. So maybe we should.
I mean, then they got to talk to Francis. Who hit who first?
Wait. All right, that's the rundown.
Yeah.
He was screaming in her face, like calling her.
Oh,
the
wow, Francis.
Get him camera time.
Hey, can't say you're not on the rundown.
Yeah. You probably made this whole thing up.
No,
just
I didn't.
To get on the show.
I showed Dave the crack in the window.
Yeah, it was a legitimate crack in the window.
And so then he started walking away, and she came up. She was like 300 pounds.
Yeah, she was.
And
heavy.
She punched him in the back of the head, and then he started choking her and then slammed her up against the glass. Mm. Some dog walker ran over. I couldn't get my cell phone out in time to take a video of it. And then she started saying, he's mad because I stole his wife.
Ooh.
The woman.
Salacious.
I'll tell you, too. I said this. Francis, he tells every story with the same level of enthusiasm, like whether he's reading a tweet of his or whether he was explaining this story.
Yeah.
So I really was like, it's a pretty wild story.
Yeah.
And this guy just reffed our basketball game, just shook my hand, just bashed a lady's head through the
window. Yeah, when we came up, she was just screaming, like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. He's going to jail
tonight.
Tough
night if you get your head pushed through a window and then you get arrested.
And and like I said, it makes these guys pro-violence because they were letting the boys play in the paint yesterday.
Yeah.
We need to foul at the end of the game. We had, like, two fouls.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. It was a physical game.
It was a
very physical game. Wild night.
That's the rundown.
Weird.
Down.